It's Friday, which means we're talking City Faves. It's not Uber. It's a different business. You know that City Faves is the segment in which we like to place a spotlight on awesome businesses, people, places, spots, secret spots. You can tell me, you can nominate your favorite hiking route. You can nominate your favorite view of the ocean. You can nominate your best teacher from primary school. City Faves is about just celebrating everything that is quintessentially Cape Townian. I encourage you, if you haven't done it, send me an email on refilwe@capetalk.co.za. Refilwe with a W, not the wrong spelling. Okay. And we would love to showcase your City Faves. Today, we're talking about the Sentinel Ocean Alliance.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato on Cape Talk.
So the Sentinel Ocean Alliance is an organization that's doing amazing work in Hout Bay. And on the 18th of September, in 2 days' time, they will actually, 19th, I think, they will actually be doing a beach cleanup. Marguerite Kimberley joins me today. Marguerite, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Refilwe. Good morning to your listeners. I'm doing really well, thank you.
Wonderful. Please disabuse me of my confusion. When is the beach cleanup?
It's tomorrow, the 18th.
I was right about the date, but not the day. Okay, thank you so much. And so, first and foremost, tell us a little bit more about what Sentinel Ocean Alliance actually does.
So, Sentinel Ocean Alliance, we're an NGO based in Hout Bay, right on the beach at the start of Chapman's Peak Drive. And we are a place that creates ocean-based opportunities and provides environmental education for the youth of South Africa's coastal communities.
And in Hout Bay in particular, what will be happening?
So tomorrow we have a large collaborative beach cleanup day. The International Coastal Cleanup Day unites 20 million people around the world to come together and raise awareness around the plastic waste problem we're facing. And Sentinel Ocean Alliance is committed to rallying the Hout Bay community, organizations, schools, businesses to come with us and take part in a large collaborative cleanup event. So we're working with a lot of other local Hout Bay organizations like Blue Bay Harbor, Friends of the Dyser River, Hout Bay United Football Club, IY Cookup, and more. And we're trying to make this day a huge success and as impactful as possible. So we're setting up 4 different cleaning stations around different areas in Hout Bay that require immediate attention. So, namely the Hout Bay Harbor, Hout Bay Beach, Dyser River, and Hout Bay Soccer Field. And we're trying to just tackle this plastic waste problem that we're facing at the moment.
If I'm a resident of Hout Bay or not even a resident of Hout Bay, how can I contribute?
Anyone can come. You don't have to be a resident of Hout Bay. I think thinking about the year that we've all had with, the COVID pandemic, with the riots, we're all feeling a bit haggard. And it's nice to come together to a beautiful place like Hout Bay and just do something that's positive and uplifting together as a collective. All you need to do is either pre-register on our website under the Beach Cleanups tab, or you can follow us on Instagram for more information, or just arrive on the day. We have registration forms there as well. Bring your own gloves and clothes, shoes and a mask, and we've got everything else sorted for you.
One of the things that I love the most about the Hout Bay community is in a city of Cape Town that is so divided on socioeconomic lines, the Hout Bay community always seems to find its way to come together. How have you found that has helped you in your work as Sentinel?
It really is amazing. As an NGO, obviously we rely on donations. We rely on the support of our community, and almost all our donations, all our funding, comes from our local community. We really are carried by them. And not only from that side, we also work collaboratively with lots of other organizations in Hout Bay, which has really been amazing. There's the Hout Bay Football Club, that's been incredible. There's the Blue Bay Harbor, they're trying to make the harbor a blue flag beach. All these different organizations are really working towards a common goal, which is trying to uplift the community. And it really doesn't feel like, each person is out for themselves. We all are coming together, especially tomorrow in this big beach cleanup, which is amazing.
We're excited and we're so grateful. Thank you so much to you.
Thank
and
you.
Everybody
Please
at
come and join us if you can.
I mean, girl, I'm going to try. I'm definitely a keyboard. I'm not going to lie. I'm a keyboard activist. But if you can get me out there, I would absolutely treasure it, because I love the ocean and I love swimming. And I would miss this ocean if we didn't clean it up. So actually, I take the challenge, Marguerite. I may look out for you.
I would love to see you there. Thanks, Trifuwe.
All right, my
dear. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye. Marguerite Kimberley, Operations Director of Sentinel Ocean Alliance.